You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Immigration, the wall, and sanctuary cities were in the spotlight Wednesday in Washington. President Trump signed executive orders enabling construction of the wall along our border with Mexico and targeting sanctuary cities where local leaders refused to hand over undocumented immigrants to be deported. The city of Ypsilanti is in the process of passing two ordinances that just could put it on a collision course with the president's policy. The mayor of Ypsilanti is here with us now, Amanda Edmonds. Welcome to Stateside.
Thanks for having me, Cynthia.
Describe to us, break down these two ordinances. What are you doing with them?
Sure. Well, one is an ordinance long on our books that we have just added to. So our non-discrimination ordinance in the city of Ypsilanti was one of the first in the state and is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. We are so excited that even though it's 20 years old, it keeps changing and adapting with the time. So we, council has recently passed and updated to the ordinance to add gender identity and immigration status to the list of protected classes.
So giving you what? Give us a sense of what the ordinance now would cover.
Anyone in the city. It doesn't just apply to city government. It applies to public accommodations, to employment, to housing. So if any of those list of protected classes feel like they've been discriminated against in any setting in our city limits, they can come and make a complaint to our city attorney. And there is a various outcomes, but the most severe would be up to a $500 fine.
So when you talk about the classes and groups of people who are now covered, it would entail what?
It includes race, it includes ethnicity, it includes nationality, it includes many of the lists that you see mm-hmm. on many non-discrimination statements and ordinances, but now it includes gender identity. It's had sexual orientation for a long, long time, was one of the first in the state, but it's expanding to include gender identity and immigration status, which are things that weren't as known or relevant or as...
The awareness wasn't the same.
The awareness wasn't the same about those needing to be protected classes. One thing that's important is because there are not always state and federal protections for all the classes in our ordinance. We are showing that people who live in, visit, traverse through our community are going to be protected.
And the second?
The second is a non-solicitation and anti-profiling ordinance. And that's really increasing our protection for people regardless of their immigration status. So what that does, and we've modeled that off of the City of Detroit's ordinance, and that was under the recommendation of the Michigan Center for Immigrant Rights, who is really a leader in the state. So Detroit has had an ordinance on the books for a long time. We took most of the language and adapted it for our own needs. And it really says that no one from the city, and that includes city officials, elected officials, staff, that of course includes our police department, any other city staff, but also volunteer members of boards and commissions, and people who act as city contractors who really represent the city in their role with us. None of those folks can ask immigration status except for under a very specific sort of set of circumstances.
What would that be?
Some of the examples of that is if someone is applying for employment and they need to complete an I-9. Immigration status is something on that. There are times when immigration status is relevant to criminal prosecution. It is not relevant to a traffic ticket. It is not relevant when someone comes forward to say they've been a victim of a crime or they have information related to a crime. So there is still a willingness and a need in that to cooperate as we can with federal law enforcement. That's something that the Detroit's ordinance does have. But there are so many times when it is not relevant for anyone to ask immigration status, and we are making sure that everyone who represents the city beyond law enforcement knows that.
What drove this? Why now? Particularly the second one regarding immigration status.
Well, we know that the state and the national discourse right now is creating a culture of fear, is creating not just a culture, but a very real fear. We had a young woman who may have been 10 or 11 years old get up at city council last night, started crying, talking about the fear that she and her family have when they are pulled over by the police for a traffic ticket or a taillight out, et cetera, not knowing what's going to happen to them. I mean, that is not a fear that we want in our community. And that was very real. We heard from many people, documented, undocumented, other community supporters from Ypsilanti and beyond, that we want to live in a community where, despite all of the other fears people have, that this is one that they could set aside.
Does this make Ypsilanti a sanctuary city?
You know, there's no legal definition of sanctuary city.
What's your version of a sanctuary city? Your thoughts?
There's no one legal definition, but it is a place that we are offering extra protection. So if I'm using just my mm-hmm. definition of sanctuary, then we are making people know that they can feel safe and protected in every way that in our city government's domain that we can protect them.
So is that a yes? Do you feel, in your mind, when you think of Ypsilanti, is it a sanctuary city?
It's a place where people feel safe and welcoming. I mean, in reality, we have to be careful about using this word sanctuary,
sure,
right? Some cities have signed up in a very official way under a certain set of guidelines, and this addresses what we're putting forward, some of those, mm-hmm, but there's not some one definition. And because of the threats of both federal and state funding that are how cities operate and exist to give services to our community, we have to be careful about those labels. But I'm not shy, being on a statewide radio show, about saying that we are putting forth these ordinances in these ways, and we are not going to stop here.
And so let's talk about some of the language that we've heard, starting first on the national level with President Trump saying he's going to rescind federal funding from these sanctuary cities. And his executive order that he signed this week certainly amps up the possibility of repercussions. Does this concern you? Does Ypsilanti rely on a lot of federal funding?
We have federal funding, but as a smaller city, less that comes through directly, comes through various other fiduciaries at the state level and the local level. So how that would actually play out, especially to a smaller community like us, hard to say. But right now, what's important in the threat of state and federal sanctions in these ways is that we all stand strong, that as many communities around the state as possible stand strong and say, we are not going to put up with this. We know millions and millions of people marched across the country very recently to say, we are not going to put up with this. And that is our role as leaders in our local communities and as collectives of local and state communities around the country right now.
We're talking with Ypsilanti Mayor Amanda Edmonds about the two new ordinances that are being processed right now that will certainly increase protections for immigrants. And let's talk about on the state level, Mayor. We've got Republican State Representative Pamela Hornberger, who represents parts of St. Clair and Macomb County, preparing to introduce a bill that would ban cities from becoming sanctuary cities in our state. What are your thoughts about Lansing enacting a ban on cities from becoming sanctuary cities?
Well, we think that is something to be very worried about in our current state political climate, but we're not stopping. And Detroit has already had this on the books. Really, you're going to come to Detroit and cut state funding, because that is the threat, as we've seen in this bill, not yet introduced. That is the threat that state revenue sharing, which is how cities are funded, would be cut. Well, we also know that state revenue sharing mandated already has been cut to cities around the state to the tune of about $1.2 million a year for the city of Ypsilanti. So we've seen those threats of cuts anyway. We're not going to let this new threat stop us. And we're, again, going to hope cities all over and communities and townships all over the state, you know, band together and say, this is not the Michigan that we represent.
How long will it take, do you think, to have everything pushed through and everything approved?
Yeah, so we've got the updates to our non-discrimination ordinance are approved. So those go into effect in the end of February. We would expect, with the process we're partly through with the non-solicitation and anti-profiling ordinance, to be through and would go into effect beginning of March.
Ultimately, what do you hope these ordinances mean for the people who live in Ypsilanti?
I want to not have young children coming and crying at city council because they are afraid for their families. Whether or not they are documented, people are feeling afraid, and we want a community that people feel safe and welcome in. Ypsilanti prides itself on its diversity, and we are only going to continue to be diverse if we can make a community, whether it's our university community, our school system community, or the city itself. But what's important is that people say Ypsilanti, and they don't know that they're in the city of Ypsilanti or necessarily Ypsilanti Township. There's not red lines or blue lines drawn on the street. So it's important that we go beyond our borders and really work with our neighbors throughout the county. There's 28 units of government, local units of government in Washtenaw County, and make sure that as people move across these borders, as they do every day, that they aren't feeling scared because they may have crossed that municipal jurisdiction line.
Ypsilanti Mayor Amanda Edmonds, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me, Cynthia.